Welcome to the BS Show. Are you ready to shoot the... The BS Show would like to thank their sponsors. Jack Cameron, accredited mortgage professional. Jack can show you the way home. Graco Impact Sports, providing top quality combat sport equipment tested and used by all levels of athletes. Dominate your world. Reposales.ca, specializing in vehicle and equipment recovery, liquidation, and sales. Hemmings House Pictures, the global movement media makers, helping tell your brand story to the world and accelerate the momentum of your movement. Farm Box Films, capturing stories the way you want to remember them.
Greetings, fellow humans. Welcome to the BS Show, the only show dedicated to promoting martial arts and combat sports in Atlantic Canada. Mr. Trash Canyon, how are you this evening?
Boy, since I've embraced the power of Satan, I feel more powerful than ever. I'm feeling great, my friend.
I hope you're not sitting with Satan with my borrowed cell phone right now.
Actually, I'm running a little late. I'm heading towards the office, and I'm just cruising an old Sadie right now.
Yeah, oh, you got the car out. Glad to hear it.
Yes, sir, baby. The 96 Trans Am. If I was a car, I'd be a 96 Trans Am, brother. Looks great, great style, and old but hard as hell. And
well, I was thinking more like cheap and fast, but whatever floats your boat.
You want to go there? Yeah. Okay, listen, buddy. Let's give a shout out to the sponsors, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a show. So if I was looking to go get a mortgage right now, who would I call?
Oh, without a question, you know who to call. Jack Cameron. That guy is a judoka. He's a black belt judo guy. He's dedicated his entire life to competing and training in judo, and now he's doing everything he can to support local athletes all through the Maritimes. So if anybody needs a mortgage, you call Jack Cameron, and I tell you, you can't find a more upstanding guy. He's gonna take care of you, no doubt about it.
Awesome. How about if I wanted to buy some new gear? Who would I get that from?
Draco, Impact Sports, our long, long, long time partners. Go to Bushido.ca, actually. If you go to Bushido.ca, you can not only get Draco gear, you can get gear from all of the suppliers that you're used to seeing in martial arts. And obviously, you can get access to Draco gear, just absolutely fantastic stuff. And again, huge supporters of amateur and pro athletes in Canada.
Awesome. And if I wanted to give old Sadie a break and pick up another set of wheels, how about that, my man?
Listen, you're never parting ways with Sadie, but if something horrible should happen, like you strike a curb, I don't know, and bend your frame, I don't know if you know anybody who ever did that, you could always go down to reposales.ca in Sackville, Nova Scotia, and get yourself some new wheels.
Yeah, you had to bring that up, didn't you, boy?
Well, I mean, if you didn't want to buy a new car, you could take that frame over to Wilson's Titanium Products, and I'm sure Jerome and the boys might be able to straighten her out for you.
Absolutely. Good call. How about if I need a little bit of film work done?
Farm Box Films or Hemmings House Pictures, some of the best guys in Atlantic Canada for the creative side of things. Look those guys up. Glad you asked.
Feeling kind of hungry right now, pretty close to Bedford. Where should I stop, boys?
You gotta hop onto the Hammonds Plains Road and get yourself over to Acadian Fish and Chips. Skippy will call you back in a few minutes. You can get a napkin, wipe your mouth off, and we can rock out episode 4 of the BS Show.
Awesome, my man. And if I want to keep up on all the top MMA in Canada and internationally, I know there's a couple of sites you could tell me about.
You got to get your butt over to MMA Madhouse, absolutely, and Top MMA News. Those guys will have every bit of information that you could possibly want about what's happening in martial arts, mixed martial arts in Canada.
Awesome, my man. So listen, I had a great visit over at Fit Plus over in Dartmouth tonight, and I'm so jacked that we're having Fit Plus night tonight. And I want to put a special thanks to, I guess you have coming out, is Coach Scott McLean, for welcoming me into that gym there today. And I want to tell you, folks, if you're looking for a fighter's gym, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's open to everybody, and they know how to do this right, but what a location. And they're on 2 Broome Street, right off of Main Street in Dartmouth. And what a thrill for me to go in there tonight. But I'm sure we're going to talk about that. But listen, Boyd, I'm almost to the office right now. So we got one thing that we're going to do here. We're going to run the quarter mile in Sadie here before I get some work done on her. So just hang tight with me, and we're going to see what happens here tonight with her. We got to get some tunes going, too. Got to get my nickel back on. All right, baby. All right. Now we're going to see how she does there.
Yeah, you're just using
go,
music
baby?
To drown out the sound. Skippy, let's hope Rick makes it to the office in one piece.
Oh, boy, that'll give me a stiffy. 14.1, brother. Not bad, not bad. She'll do better later. Anyways, Boyd, I'm almost to the office, so give me a call back in a bit, all right?
Sounds, brother. Sounds good. Skippy will dial you right back in.
Oh, man, that was awesome. Talk to you soon.
Talk soon, man. Skip, before we get Scott on the line here, I just want to acknowledge that your boy, Mr. Zoe, got the big win against my boy, Mr. Mike Kent, on the weekend. You there, Skippy? I've lost the man. Did I get cut off? Oh, never mind. Okay. Skippy's apparently trapped under a piece of heavy furniture, so I'm just going to forge right ahead here. Rick is absolutely right. How you doing, brother?
Hey,
you
sorry.
You got too many irons in the fire?
Yeah, I just got his voicemail, so we're going to give him 1 minute and call him back. Sometimes, you know, weird number shows up, people don't answer it. So I left a voicemail. We'll call right back. I got to ask you before we get anybody on, did you see the Kent Gonzalez fight?
I absolutely did. I absolutely did. That was a hell of a right hand.
Kid's a beast. They call him Big Smooth for a reason. Though I will tell you,
his fake in that level change was just hypnotizing, and I think Mike might have been throwing. I didn't get a real good look at it, but I think Mike might have been throwing at the same time that Zoe threw that punch, or he just got faked out by Zoe dropping the level like that because he kept looking like he was going to shoot, and man, then he threw that overhand right and pop. Yeah, beautiful punch.
Yeah. By the way, I want to thank all the Canadian fans and Isaac and everybody at Battle for the Border 3 for the love they showed, not only the Madhouse fighter, but all the fighters that came up from the Pacific Northwest. The fans were super cool to Alfonso and the team. So really great fans you guys have up there.
Cool. Yeah, I only got to see that one fight so far from the card, but from what I hear, it was a really good show.
Well, I'm gonna jump back in queue and get Scott on. Why don't you do a little talking?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so Rick teased it up earlier. Tonight is all about Fit Plus. Everybody has heard the name Fit Plus if you follow mixed martial arts, because one man, people like to say, TJ Grant. Put that place on the map. TJ came into the UFC as a 170-pound fighter. He had hit-and-miss success, but there was an awful lot of attention on him, and people could see the potential. And then when he dropped down to 55, he just started absolutely tearing it up. And it made an awful lot of people look at this gym, Fit Plus, in, of all places, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And what people pretty quickly began to realize was he wasn't just a lone child who wandered in out of the forest. He was in a established gym that had many, many high-level fighters pushing each other and making that gym rise to one of the top gyms in Atlantic Canada for producing fighters. The owner and what would you call him? The maestro behind the Fit Plus gym is Scott McLean. Scott, are you in the wings?
How are you?
Hey, glad you could join us. I heard you hosted Mr. Trash Canyon for a little bit this afternoon. He didn't get in too much trouble, did he?
Not at all. It was great to have him at the gym, actually.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Scott, We're going to try to keep this show running as quickly as we can tonight because Rick's been busting my ass for dragging this thing on for 2 hours. But I have to ask you, how did you get into martial arts in the first place? Because I don't want to sound like I'm knocking you or anything, but I've met you a couple of times, and you don't seem like the killer fighter type.
No, I'm pretty easy going, to be honest. I've been involved in martial arts off and on since I was probably 10, give or take. Just at the local community center doing junior high, doing karate. But you know, what kid doesn't want to be a badass? So doing martial arts is just something that a lot of youngsters get into, and I've been fortunate enough and stuck with with everything for the last few years.
And how did you make that transition from sort of being like many of us were involved in one martial art to getting into mixed martial arts?
It appealed to me a lot. You know, my first wants, I guess, or goals. I had a goal to want to compete, and it just changed over the years to more of a coaching role. Just whatever the gym seemed to need, you know, everybody kind of gravitates towards what the role is in the gym. And,
so where did you train before you owned your own? Where did you train before you opened your own gym, or did you sort of pull a group of guys together right off the bat?
No, well, I trained with Peter Martel at first for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and Kevin Taylor. Actually, TJ, who's, you know, my number one guy, him and his older brother Randy, the ones that got me into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You know, I've been downtown lots, and there's another guy by the name of Troy Swan that, you know, I knew in high school, and I knew that he was into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I, like everybody else, I want to try it. Kept putting it off, and I was roommates with TJ and Randy's brother, so just through being roommates with him, I've been reintroduced to Randy, who's in the same boxing gym as me, as a teenager, and so TJ, I just knew him as like a, you know, my buddy's little brother, and found out that he was a pretty little badass, and they convinced me to go try it out. I knew what it was from watching, you know, the UFCs and back in the mid-90s, but I really didn't know that it was around here as strong as it was. So they got me into it, and I enjoyed it. One thing led to another, and I had a supplement company at the time called McLean's Fitness Plus Sports Supplements, and it just gravitated from that to my, I just used the same company name and then turned it into Fit Plus as it went on.
And Rick said this right at the beginning of the show, but he said if you want to find a fighter's gym, you have to go to Fit Plus. But then he also backtracked a little bit and said, actually, anybody's welcome in there. I mean, they have kids' classes and you have women's kickboxing classes. And what's sort of the culture of the Fit Plus gym now, these many years later?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I really strived with over the years was to create an atmosphere in the gym that was, you know, different in some of the other martial arts and team sports that I played, and I really tried to make it not as I guess we'll use the word hardcore. I tried to make it not quite as hardcore as some of the different gyms that I've been in and teams that I played for. And, you know, now it's evolved into something that, you know, we have little kids, 6 years old, some as young as five, right up to, 60-year-olds trying to get in shape and everything in between, you know, professional athletes. We have something for everybody. And, you know, I think that martial arts in general don't necessarily have to be in the prime of your life, athlete trying to, you know, learn how to fight or you know, be a tough guy. It's something that benefits pretty near anybody from any walk of life.
Yeah, I'm really glad you said that because before Rick and I started this this BS show podcast, we were both involved in a project called Cubicle to the Cage, which was a 12-episode television series that we did where we took a group of people who didn't really have any martial arts experience or any overt athletic ability, and we basically got them, myself and Rick included, to live for 15 months like mixed martial artists who are striving to fight professionally would live. And one of the main reasons that I wanted to do that was to demystify this sport for people and to show them that it's not a bunch of angry gorillas looking to hurt people. It's just a group of people who want to learn and want to better themselves in many different ways. So it's fantastic to hear you say that. And Rick 100% agrees. He popped by here this afternoon, and that was one of the first things he said was, man, he said, you got to get in there and see what it feels like to be in that gym.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think martial arts in general, you know, you can go to boxing, wrestling, it doesn't matter. Any you know, traditional martial art right up to a, you know, a mixed martial art gym. And, you know, the average person probably gives it the stereotype of meatheads. And, you know, there's every sport and every athletic endeavor is going to have meatheads in it too. But, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. You know, there's,
yeah. On this show, really, we have Rick. Rick's our resident meathead.
Well, you know, I was telling Rick today, you know, take Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is probably, I mean, in my opinion, it's probably the most technical aspect of any martial art. You know, it's probably more technical than pretty near any martial art. And, you know, you have guys that some of them don't have an athletic bone in their body, but they have the intelligence to make techniques work and work in their favor over the stronger, bigger, you know, athletic individual. So, you know, it's martial arts is for everybody, and I strongly believe that.
So where does your the lineage of the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu that's taught at your school come from? I know Peter is sort of a direct Henzo Gracie guy. Sort of the jiu-jitsu. What's the lineage for your school?
We're part of the same team, Novianal. Novianal was formed in 1995 from a few different groups, and they've maintained a, you know, very strong Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Now have evolved into MMA. Some of the top champions in the world are derived from the team Novianal.
And do you get some guest black belts to come in to sort of help out with the instructors that you have on site all the time?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've probably, I mean, I'm just throwing a rough guess out there, but in the last decade we've had 50, 60 seminars. You know, we've had a lot of guys come in, spend a week, 2 weeks with us. You know, we've had black belts from various associations come in, spend some times upwards of 6 months with us. You know, even when we were just starting out, you know, we had a black belt with us for close to a year. So that's one of the things that I feel has been a strength to the success of our team has been reaching out and bringing in high level people to help us with what our weaknesses, you know, have been.
Great opportunity. Yeah, that's a great opportunity for your fighters, and I know that you and your fighters, when they can afford it, travel abroad for that same type of exposure. But before we get into that, I think Rick's back online now. Rick, did you want to chat with Scott for a sec?
Oh, boy, would I ever. How you doing, Coach?
Great, Rick. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I just had a wicked cruise in the car. I'm still all jacked up from that. But, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to show me around the gym today and have a chat with you. It was an absolute honor and privilege. I'm just sorry you just had to spend the last 10 minutes talking to that donkey. So we'll just get down to some real journalism here, because I've got some serious questions for you. You are considered one of the pioneers of
mixed martial arts in Atlanta, Canada. I mean, you're one of those guys that came up with the Kevin Taylors and the Peter Martels and yourself when mixed martial arts was done in back rooms and garages and that type of thing. It must feel so good to know that something that you did, you know, that wasn't really mainstream at that time, suddenly exploded onto the scene.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic to see the growth of the sport, you know. Again, like I was telling you earlier today, I remember some of the different gyms and some of the different spots and locations that the guys were training. And, you know, one of the cool things was even back then, like I said, you know, I'm probably more like one of the second generation of guys around here. You know, the first generation with, you know, Kevin and Peter and Steve Burgess and Shane Rice, that era of people, which most of them, I think if not all of them, are black belts now. Hearing their stories back then, there was even stories. And any of you guys that know Kevin Taylor know he can tell a story. So, but it's pretty exciting to have seen the growth of the sport go from, you know, relative, you know, just the hardcores, I guess, to now where it is more mainstream. And you know, the hardcore people that have stuck it out are, you know, they're starting to achieve success that, you know, they deserve.
Well, there's no question. I mean, you're doing something right. I mean, you are producing national and international level fighters. You know, you've got some top-notch athletes that, you know, compete in ECC and abroad, the UFC. Something you're doing over there is right. And, I mean, I walked into that gym today, and, folks, this is a fighter's gym, okay? You feel like it's a fighter's gym. However, there's this feeling in the gym that everyone is welcome, regardless of your skill, regardless of, I mean, it's not a bunch of meatheads in the room. And there's two things that I picked up on, Coach, when I went in there. Number one, how you put people that are just entering this pro, you know, entering the gym for the first time, how you put them in a beginner program and work with them and see what their skill level is and what exactly they want to do. I like that. And the other thing was, I can see, and I come from this background with Coach Martel too, conditioning is huge in your book. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, conditioning is a technique on itself, you know. Two guys, everything equal, the guy that's better shape is going to always win. You know, the majority of people that walk through the door, the majority of them, fitness is a huge component to what they're looking for. You know, to lose 10 pounds or to tighten up or, you know, if they want to fight, well, they definitely have to. So fitness is a huge component to pretty near anybody's goals when they walk into a martial arts school. So one of the first things we do is try to get that person as fit as possible, and teach them some solid fundamentals that they can use at all levels.
And as a coach, how difficult is it to keep up on, you know, the new trends and the new techniques, and obviously, like, we were looking at these kids that had walked into your gym today, they know a lot of stuff already, or they've picked it up from television, or they've picked it up from the internet. So as a coach, you have to be on top of this stuff all the time. Am I correct in that?
Well, I try to be. So jiu-jitsu, I'll use that as an example. I mean, there's that has changed drastically in the last decade. And even though, like, there's certain things that I probably don't do myself, but we still, you know, as an instructor, you still have to be able to introduce it to your guys. Sometimes it's just the introduction and them run with it. But, you know, different, the newest, latest training methods, I mean, you know, you try to familiarize yourself with it. It might not necessarily be the basis behind your program, but, you know, you still have to know what's happening out there. You might have to get in the cage or the match. Your students might have to get on the match, come up against it. So, you know, you definitely have to keep up with trends.
Yeah, Rick, that's a perfect question to segue into what Scott and I were going to discuss just before you came back on, is that Scott actually and TJ as well, they travel the world picking up techniques. I know the monumental leap in TJ's stand-up over the last, say, 3-4 fights has just been huge, and I know in the UFC they kept making reference to the fact that he'd just gotten back from Thailand, and I do believe you've made a couple of trips over there yourself, have you not?
Yeah, I've been over there, I think. I just got back last month. That was my 8th trip. I've been going over since 2005, I think. It's definitely a big asset to mixed martial arts. I find that just being in the culture, surrounding yourself with people that live and breathe fighting, it goes a long way. Not necessarily with all the techniques that you're learning, because some of them aren't applicable, but just in general, being surrounded by that atmosphere, you have no choice but to start to embrace some of the things that they have to offer.
Well, quite obviously, you're going over there and you're getting exposed to a lot of these techniques, but you're doing a good job of picking out the skills that are really applicable to MMA and teaching them well to your guys, because you have fighters like Maverick Cokes, who was on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and we've all seen what TJ is doing with his stand-up right now. So it's absolutely fantastic to see that you are in a position right now with your gym where you can afford to do that and offer that to your fighters. And I personally think it's one of the reasons why your gym is having the success that it's having right now. And we're going to talk to Tristan Johnson a little bit later, and he's another guy who's benefiting from that from you.
Yeah, Tristan actually went there a few years ago. I've taken some of my guys over to I was fortunate enough to be an assistant coach for the Canadian Muay Thai team a few years back, 2011. 12, and he had the experience. He got to have the experience to compete for Team Canada and got a bronze medal in Thailand a few years back. So he's made his trip over there, and hopefully he'll make other ones in the future.
Boyd, I just want to jump in for a second here because I know we have time restraints. We're trying to get this down to an hour-long show. If
yeah, possible. We got about 3 minutes left with Scott.
I just want to throw out there to people listening. What a fantastic experience it was to go over there today, and I just want to describe it. A large type of basically a warehouse would be the best way I could describe it to people. When you walk in the door, there's a counter, a greeter. Their trophy case with the trophies and medals pretty much says it all. You walk in, very friendly group of people over there. There's a cage, rolling mats, a boxing ring. A weight area, it just has a real nice feel as a place that you're going to make a difference in your life. And one of our goals here is to try to get people into gyms, get them training, and there's a fit for everybody. And just a great gym and a great group of people. And thank you so much, Coach. I can't say enough for taking the time to chat with me today. And if you're looking around for a gym, you had mentioned a special to me, Coach, what you were offering, so go ahead and throw that out there.
Well, we have a 30-day free special or trial that's pretty much going year-round. Take us up on it. Come over and check it out. See if we're the right fit for you. We have something to offer anybody, I think, and we'd love to see anybody that can make it out, give it a try. Martial arts is a life-changing experience and something that everyone should experience at least once.
Well, you're talking to two guys right here that can tell you firsthand it is a life-changing experience. So if you are out there listening and you're looking for a gym, give it a try, give it a whirl, and see if it's a good fit for you, because great group of people. Boyd Sharp said it before, they're not scary people, they just have scary skills. But anybody is welcome there. And anybody is welcome, and they're not going to throw you to the wolves. Trust me, if I walked into a lion's den today, I mean, you got two fighters that whoop my ass. So, if anybody was nervous, it was me walking in there today. And I was treated with dignity and respect. So anybody walking off the street, you're going to feel the same way.
Appreciate that, Rick. Thank you very much.
Well, cheers. Thanks a lot for Scott, for joining us, Scott. I'm sure this is going to be the first of very, very, very many occasions we're going to have to talk to you on this show. We're just going to have to get you a better goddamn phone. Oh, my God, that thing is terrible. I hope Tristan's talking to us on a different phone.
Yeah, I got a new iPhone. I appreciate it, I really do. Maybe who knows
if we get enough attention, Rick and I might get a sweet little studio that we can invite you into someday.
I appreciate it. It's my pleasure.
Well, thanks a lot, man. If there's anything anything we can do for you, just don't hesitate. Give us a call and we'll get the word out about whatever's going on in the gym.
Thanks, Boyd. I appreciate it a lot. Guys, take care.
Take care.
Cheers. Man, I'll tell you, I could talk to that guy for hours, eh? Just has such a wealth of knowledge and to see what he's doing with it. He's bringing out top-level fighters, man.
Yeah, I really like what he said when he said he feels like he's the second tier of MMA in Atlantic Canada. He said sort of like Kevin and Peter were here and Shane Rice and a few other guys. And then guys like Scott came along and took what they were doing and then took it to that next step by opening something like Fit Plus and really focusing on MMA. And then he's got the third generation, basically guys like TJ and like Tristan and like Chris, who we're going to talk to a little bit later in the show. It's just absolutely fantastic to see. I mean, there couldn't be a better possible time for you and I to be doing what we're doing right now, because we're not trying to create anything. All we're doing is trying to draw people's attention to some awesome, awesome athletes that are already here.
Yeah, and, you know, we touched on that when we were talking, and I said, what is it when you look at the talent that has come out of Atlanta, Canada, and has done so well nationally and internationally and UFC, you know, you've got Roger Hollett and you've got, you know, TJ that, I mean, he's the pride of Atlanta, Canada. Let's face facts. And this little area here, and you've got an entire world trying to get on that stage, and we got guys coming from here. It doesn't make sense. There's something in the water. And I said, Coach, what is it? And he said, it's blue-collar, hard-working guys with a work ethic, and that's what it is. And
well, Rick,
you know,
I got to cut you off. I got to cut you off because that is an absolute perfect segue to our next guest. Our next guest is a small-town boy, knows how to work hard, a second-generation boxer who grew up in rural Nova Scotia. Tristan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad you could join us, man, and perfect timing for you to be joining us, too, because you got one hell of a fight coming up pretty soon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. On April 25th, I'm fighting for CES against the champ, Rob Font. Should be a good fight, man.
Is that going to be – I know it's the headliner. Is it a title fight? Is it for his belt?
No, it's a non-title fight. It's a three-round fight.
Okay, gotcha. Had you ever fought internationally before? Because Scott just mentioned earlier that you traveled abroad and fought Muay Thai. Had you fought MMA internationally before as well?
No, not MMA internationally, but this will be my first MMA one, but yeah, I fought internationally before.
Well, listen, let's back it up a little bit before I give Rick a chance to jump in, because I've had a chance to watch you fight locally. I've had a chance to watch you fight for quite a while on TV, on the Score Fight Series and other promotions. And you've been in the top 10 for as long as I have probably been following mixed martial arts seriously. How did you get your start? I know your dad was a boxer. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, my father was a professional fighter, and, you know, we didn't live together or anything like that, right? So, you know, when he used to come down and around, I used to see him, you know, I decided to ask him. I always loved the sport, and I said, who better to teach me than my own father, right? So I asked him to teach me, man, and give me a shot at it, and I started training, and I just fell in love with it, man. But I always had, there was always something more, like I always wanted to be a complete fighter, you know. So I joined over to mixed martial arts. Everybody asked me, you know, what did you leave Boston? But, you know, that's the real reason. That's just the way it was.
So how much time did you spend in boxing? Like, were you kind of looking at it as an amateur or a pro career at one point, or were you just kind of dabbling in boxing and really didn't start training until you started looking at mixed martial arts?
Yeah, no, like, I didn't have very many fights in boxing at all, right? Like, I didn't start until I was older, and then I lived in Digby, man. We didn't even have a gym down there. I had a puncher bag and a speed bag in my basement, and nobody to spar with, nobody to train with. I just did my own thing because I liked it, and then when my dad came around, he used to hold the pads for me. But I didn't really have, you know, much experience in the boxing, and then I started having some amateur fights. I had 7 fights, you know, and then I realized I was getting older, so I wanted to jump into pros, and then I just wanted to go and do mixed martial arts and just take it off from there. I seen Scott's gym one day, like I seen TJ's fight, and I wanted to go down to his gym, so I walked down, and he was outside the back of the truck, and I asked him who owned the gym. He said he did, and offered me to come in, man, and it was on from there.
Man, it's amazing how this shit just happens randomly. Did you see TJ fight live, or did you see him fight on television?
No, to be honest, it was neither of them. I heard about King of the Cage fight that happened in Halifax, and I said, okay, well, that's, you know, that's mixed martial arts stuff, and I had missed it. I didn't live in the city then, and I was trying to find out, like, jams and stuff, and I came across a card that had who all had fought that night, and I seen a TJ Grant's name on there, and I heard about him fighting, or that he won that show or something like that, so I was like, okay, and I wonder where he trains, and then I clicked on the gym, and I seen Fit Plus, so that it was a walking distance, about 15-20 minute walk from where I lived at, so I was like, all right, let's do it, walk down, and that's where I met Scott at, and then from there, I've been there ever since.
Man, that is a random system of events to lead to what is, like I said, one of the top 10 145ers in Canada for the past, what, 4 or 5 years. That's a fantastic story. Rick, do you want to jump in for a minute?
Yeah, I just wanted to do a shout-out to you here, Tristan, man. Dude, you are an inspiration to people, and we're so proud of what you're doing and what you're accomplishing here. I mean, you come from the small town, you come out of nowhere, you've got this work ethic that just blows everybody out of the water, and you combine that work ethic and that natural ability to have, and brother, go for it and shoot for the stars. You've got all of Nova Scotia and Atlantic Canada behind you, brother. Like, we're proud of what you're accomplishing.
Man, I appreciate that
there.
So much, man. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for saying that.
I love these stories, man. You know, I came from a small town myself, and when you make that leap into the city and then you hook up with somebody like Coach McLean that can just take you and mold what you have and turn you into something great, I love seeing it. It's a fairy tale story to me, and I love what you got going on. What's the future hold for you? What's the goal? Where are we going to go from here? Obviously, you know, this is a big fight for you. What's the game plan here?
Man, my game plan is just to go in and show my all-around skills. You know, me personally, I feel like I've never fought up to my, you know, my full potential and letting my hands go or just fight and being myself in there. I mean, like, you know, people, a lot of people don't realize is when I started mixed martial arts, I started when I was older, but I started with only 3 months of training. I took my first fight on 3 months of training and went from there, right? You know, I had to base my other skills, wrestling and jiu-jitsu, on taking it when I fought, you know, so to get myself to where I'm at now in the top 10 and still feeling like now I'm just at my best with my ground game to honestly come over here and let my hands go, I feel like I've still got the best to show, and I feel like that's what I'm going to show on April 25th.
I tell you, man, that's going to be a fireworks fight. I mean, Rob Font is 9-1, and he fights out of Sitchatong, so I mean, he's going to have some wonderful stand up as well. But like you said, if you're the more complete fighter on that night, then that's great confidence for you to know that you can go in there and do what you've been doing with your hands for so long, and you're going to have the wrestling and the jiu-jitsu to back it up. And we're incredibly excited for you, man.
Man, I'm excited, man. I got goosebumps talking about it, man. I'm telling you, I know I haven't shown my best, man. I'm out here to win, and that's guaranteed. I'm out here to fight. Even when I feel like, you know, the earlier in my career when, you know, I didn't feel like I had the jiu-jitsu and the wrestling, I didn't work on it, you know, I didn't take it as serious now, and I still got myself to where I wanted to, in the top 10. You know, people looking at me and who I am, I feel like now it's my time to shine. It's going to be my year.
Yeah,
absolutely, brother.
Awesome,
we're going to be rooting for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think everybody involved in mixed martial arts, I know everybody in mixed martial arts is rooting for you, brother, because we love to see this. We like to see the local boy make good. And it doesn't matter what gym you come from. That doesn't matter. We got your back. And if you need anything from us at any time, you pick up the phone and you call us, because that's our job. Because one thing Coach McLean said to me, he goes, "We got tremendous talent down here, Rick, but nobody knows about them because we're behind the times." We've got to get you guys publicity, and we've got to try to help you out.
Well, we got some stuff. I mean, Skippy and the guys at MMA Madhouse are just doing us such a solid by getting this show out to so many listeners. And we got a couple of other things in the works now that are going to come to light over the next few months. And we're going to be putting an awful lot of light on guys like you, Tristan. So you just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll try to bring some eyeballs to your fights and maybe some sponsorship dollars into your pockets so that you can chase that dream and we can live through you guys. It's just absolutely fantastic to see.
Man, you don't even understand, man. Like, I'm saying it, but I really truly mean it, man. I appreciate everything, man. That's solid, man.
Cheers, brother. You make us proud.
I have a very, very serious question before I let you off. I need for you to tell me who grows the best beard at Fit Plus, because you guys are rocking some crazy beards these days.
I think, you know what, I'm going to have to go with Greg because he's got the woolly red beard, man. He might have to win it.
We might have to get a picture of that put up on Twitter or on the Facebook page. Quick shout out there for everybody. Everybody who follows Tristan, get over to Facebook, like the BS Show Canada on Facebook, so we can get more eyeballs on these guys, and follow us on Twitter at the BS Show Canada. Thanks a lot for joining us, Tristan. You go out there and you get him in that fight, and we'll get you right back on here to talk about what's next for you, brother.
Man, sounds good, fellas. I appreciate everything. Thanks again for having me.
Jeez. Awesome. Take care.
Great guy, Boyd.
I'm up pacing around my room here. I'm just so excited. Like, I just want to go out and train now just talking to that guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, small town boy makes good, and we love those stories, man. We gotta support each other. You know what I was thinking of when you were saying that? We gotta go over there some night where it says Fit Plus and just put like Duck Commander underneath or something, right? They do have the beards rocking for no question.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but when I was doing my research, I kept bringing up pictures of these guys, and it was like Chris Kalides with a beard, there was Tristan with a beard, TJ's had like the big bushy beard. I'm like, what the hell is it with these guys in the beards?
Yeah, it's such a pool of talent, man. It's incredible.
We got the next guy up is another case of not your typical story. When you hear about a 5-0 fighter, a quote unquote up and comer, you think about some kid who's like 19 years old. But Chris Kalides, a man that you have probably more of a connection with than very, very, very few people in the world, is 32 years old. He's 6-0. He's been in the sport for a while, but he took some time away, and he's back now, and I got a funny feeling about to have a pretty awesome 2014-2015. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic. We just had a hell of a chat with Scott. We could almost hear him through that crap phone that he's got. I don't know if you ever call him on that thing, but next time you're in the gym, do us a favor.
I just text because he talks so much. He'll talk your ear off, so you gotta limit yourself.
Well, next time you see that phone, stomp on it for us, would you? We'll force him to go out and spend some of his money and buy a new iPhone. So listen, not only did you fight my host and partner, Rick Trash Canyon Doyle, I believe you grew up not far from where he grew up. Is that right?
Yeah, we're both Valley boys.
Yeah, that pretty much says it all right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's
we don't
that
even
says
have to,
it all.
We don't even have to have an interview now. Done.
Yeah. That's self-explanatory.
So, Tristan just talked about the challenges that he had sort of getting into the sport where he was in his basement with a speed bag and no training partners. How did you end up in mixed martial arts if you grew up in the Valley? I mean, I can see you picking apples or racing pumpkins, but not a whole lot of mixed martial arts down there ages ago, was there?
A lot of old school mixed martial arts.
Right, yeah.
Just outside the bar on a Friday night.
You got all kinds of mixed martial arts in there.
No, I mean, I was always, like, into sports and, you know, never the greatest, like, hockey player or anything, but just always, like, probably the most aggressive. You know, I just love to be in sports and love that part of competition. And I started training when really, you know, a couple years after Abaya had really been founded and been opened up in the valley.
Abaya? I hear a lot about Abaya. Where is Abaya located?
They're in Port Williams, Wolfville area. And they kind of originated at a few different spots, like Kentville, New Minas, before they found their home in Wolfville, Port Williams. And I started there, I don't know, man, I want to say 2005, maybe, something in that area. Just started doing jiu-jitsu. I mean, I found out about them because Rowan Cunningham and Patrick Bazinet started the club. And Rowan had been fighting, you know, a couple MMA fights, saw his name and the info in the paper, said, you know, that'd be cool to do, and kind of the rest is history from there.
Now, like I said, you're not a spring chicken. Just give me one more question there, Rick, before you
yeah,
jump in.
Sure.
Is it 32 right now?
33, just turned 33.
You're 33 right now. And I read in an interview, or I heard you say in an interview, that you sustained some head, back, neck injury at some point in the past couple of years and forced you to take a little bit of time off. What happened there?
When I fought Dmitry Wardenberg in Montreal, just a couple things in the fight happened. One was a nice head kick that I ate, and just like I had some, I'm, you know, don't want to say that I didn't have a concussion. There's definitely some symptoms there. But the concussion kind of cleared up pretty early in the onset of it, but had some neck and back issues, which kind of wreaked a little bit of havoc and just, you know, muscles get all out of whack and headaches and things like that. More, I guess, you know, the common term would be whiplash, really, right? So,
right.
You know, I took some time off just to let that heal, bought a house, renovated the house, kind of took care of life a little bit. And I was probably out of the gym the better part of a year. And then went back to the gym and just kind of jumped into it and started training. And it's, you know, so that was 2011, 2012 took off. And then 2013, I've been all training and kind of looking for fights. And
you were supposed to fight Adrian Woolley, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he got injured. He was out. He's actually fighting this weekend in Red Deer, I believe, him and Eric Wilson. So I'm hoping he makes it through that unscathed and can put himself through another training camp and fight me if all goes well.
Yeah, I tell you, man, if you would have, I mean, you have some momentum behind you anyway. I mean, you have the record and fighting guys like Wartenberg, who, I mean, he's a great fighter as well. But if you get a fight against Woolley and you win, you're undeniably following your buddy Tristan Johnson right into the top 10. Would you fight him at 35 or 25?
25. That's my big plan right now is there's probably some opportunities at 35, but, you know, I started my career at 45, came down to 35, and, I mean, 25 is the real weight for me, realistically, because, I mean, the guys aren't, you know, I would have had an edge in certain areas before, but, I mean, the level of opponents and fighters now, it's insane how much it's grown in the last 5 or 10 years. So, you know, to make it an even playing field, you know, the extra 10 to 20 pounds can make a big difference. So I think that's where I best fit. That's where he's fighting this weekend. Him and Eric Wilson are both, you know, flyweight belt. So I would like to make my presence at 125 and then move from there.
Please, please, please make that fight in Atlantic Canada. as a greedy fan, I want to be standing like spitting distance from the cage that night.
Yeah, it'll be a barn burner for sure.
Jump on in, Rick.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to ask a couple quick questions because I know we have time restraints. But how did you end up at Fit Plus? Like, tell us just quickly how that whole thing happened.
I wanted to come up and train with those guys. So kind of made the move, my wife and I, to move to the city. And we both wanted to move. He wanted to move to the city. I wanted to move to train. So kind of the last few years of my life has all revolved around trying to make this happen, get some momentum, train with some really good guys. I mean, if you're the top dog in your gym, then it's kind of hard to advance and learn things. And so I kind of wanted to be thrown into the deep end and, be pushed. And so I thought Fit Plus would be the best place for me.
Fantastic. And you really meshed with the guys over there. You've got a real tight-knit group of guys, and it's fantastic to see. And I just want to tell you, I was back to the Valley there a couple of weeks ago, and you're a true hero to those guys down there, man. People are very proud of what you've accomplished. You know, you've gone to the big, bad city, and you know, you're doing great things, and you've got a lot of respect from people. And don't listen to Boyd when he says, you know, he talks about you like you're an old guy, brother. You're just assertive. You are fast. You are quick. You've got mad skills, and you got tremendous respect from the entire mixed martial art community. So keep pushing, man. Keep pushing and keep going for it.
I appreciate that. It was funny. I called Hubert Earl, who is director of combat stuff here in Nova Scotia, and I was looking for some medical stuff. And I had mentioned, I said something about what I needed for my medical. I said I was over 30. He's like, oh, you're one of the old guys. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. He said, but you don't fight like you're old. And I said, well, I guess that's a compliment then, right?
No, man, you're as quick as a cat. And anybody that saw the fight between you and I, it wasn't much of a fight. It was more of a demonstration. It was Chris Galady's demonstration. But, I mean, you know, I made the decision I was going to come in with an overhand right. And from the moment I threw that, you had that takedown. You had a takedown on me so fast, the fastest one I had ever seen. It was amazing. You're just like a cat in there. So you've got those skills. Keep pushing them, brother, because the future looks bright.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I don't know if that fight's out there, but if the international audience who hasn't been exposed to Extreme Cage Combat before, if you want to dig that up somewhere, you can see, if I'm not mistaken, a mounted go-go plata. It was a hell of a submission. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I know
I got to appreciate Rick stepping up like that too. I mean, it was fairly short notice, and he stepped up to make it happen, and I was happy because it'd been so long and it's been so much up and down. You get a fight, something's canceled. This guy pulls out. This guy's injured. So it was at a heavier weight class, but you know, he stepped up, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, and he almost killed himself making the weight, too.
26 pounds. It damn near killed me. It really did. That was really tough.
Well, I remember I was lined up and ready to fight at a flyweight, so I thought your 20 pounds was damn near going to kill me. So.
Anyway, it was an absolute pleasure to get in that cage with you, I wish you nothing but success, brother. Keep pushing her hard, and you're a real hero to the Valley people down there, so they really think a lot of you, and I don't know if it means anything, but just, you know, you got a lot of people that are really proud of what you accomplished. It seems like when you come out of these small towns and you make that step, you know, people don't always come out and say it, but they say it behind your back, and I'm telling you, you got a lot of pride down there, man.
That's good to know. I appreciate all the support I can get from everyone, and especially when it's, you know, somewhere like you consider your hometown, that it's good to know that people are behind you.
Cheers.
Well, like I said, Chris, I got a funny feeling that 2014-2015 is going to be an awfully good year for you in mixed martial arts, so we're not going to keep you any longer tonight, because I got a funny feeling we're going to have you on here in the not-too-distant future to talk about what comes next for Chris Galady's.
Very good. Well, I appreciate all the support from you guys as well, and you got a good thing going here. So, yeah, keep rolling with it.
Awesome. If you have any sponsors, any shout-outs, any family, friends that you want to give a shout-out to, just go right on ahead.
Basically, just everyone who supports me. I mean, all the boys and the girls, I guess, at Fit Plus. There's a whole bunch of us that train together, and it's a good crew of people. So I gotta thank all those guys for the training, the support, and all my family and friends that continue to support me as well.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much. And like I said, we'll get you back on here as soon as you get the next big piece of news that you're going to be fighting.
For sure. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Take care.
Well, boy, we're doing pretty good. This has been quite a show, and I think we're actually going to be pretty close to an hour here, eh?
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left, and I got to say, Rick, people were a little bit suspicious when we said we were going to do a Fit Plus night. I mean, they know that you and I have a long history with Peter Martel and Kevin Taylor over at Titans. When I mentioned we were going to kick things off on profiling gyms with Fit Plus, they were like, oh, Fit Plus, I thought you guys were Titans guys. And I said, listen, we're mixed martial arts guys, we're athletes guys, we're interesting story and interesting people guys. I don't care where you train. If you have an interesting story, then I'm really interested in hearing it. And if you're an athlete out there that's putting in the hard work to chase a dream, if I have the ability to help you out even a little tiny bit, then that's what I want to do. But I love this format, man, getting into a gym like you going over there today and being able to talk to several fighters from the gym. We got to roll across the whole Maritimes and into Newfoundland, getting in behind the scenes in all these gyms. This is fantastic, fascinating stuff.
Yeah. Agreed, and we got to get these guys some exposure and do all we can. Listen, people, when you're listening to this, try to get people to go on that Facebook page and like that page, because that is the best way that we have to attract sponsors and attention. And so spread the word. If you're listening to this show, share it with your friends. Get them to go to that Facebook page and like it. I know it sounds nerdy and cheesy, but Boyd's entire life revolves around how many likes he gets from posts. It really does. But on a serious note, it does help us when we are trying to get sponsors to keep this thing going, to really try to help people. So if you can do it, if you're listening to us, help spread the word. It does help.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what Carl and Skippy and all those guys that work at MMA Madhouse have done, I mean, they are sort of what we hope to be several years down the road. I mean, they've done such a good job of promoting mixed martial arts. Their slogan, for God's sake, is support local MMA. And they're actually in a position now where MMA Madhouse actually sponsors fighters themselves. I mean, how freaking cool is that? So if we can get enough eyeballs and enough ears on this program, then we're one of these days going to be able to make a difference in some young athlete's career. And I just think that's cool as shit.
Yeah, it is, man.
I want to tell you, and for the fans, Draco, huge reason we've been so successful and taught us how to give back to the fans and to the athletes. And I'm the first to say those guys stepped up and fed 27 fighters in America with gear. Since your show, they've stepped up and given gear to fighters here in America. So they support fighters everywhere, and that's just what we do. I mean, you, me, Rick, everybody, Eric, that's what we do.
Yeah, and it's no joke. I mean, when we talk about this, when we talk about sponsors, if you are in the market for something, go to these people, because they don't throw money at us for this for shits and giggles. They're hoping to get something out of it for their business. And so, I mean, when it comes, if you need fight gear, go to Draco. Go look at it, because these are the guys that are giving back. So remember that when you do this, when you go out and make your purchases. Like, remember it. Appreciate the fact that they support this community.
Awesome. As you're talking, the likes are popping up here, Rick. I'll be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I know you will. I know you will. Well, I understand. I mean, after a little conversation with you, I understand how it makes a difference. That's the way that, it's not Nielsen ratings anymore. It's how many likes you have on Facebook. And
absolutely.
And
it totally is.
And Boyd, if you can't ever sleep, we got a great thing here in America that helps get people to sleep. It's called Alfonso Gonzalez.
Oh, I should have saw that coming.
Oh my God, before we go, Boyd, we got to put a quick shout out to Tyson Cave on his big title fight there.
Hell yeah, I can't remember
what the name of the title was. We'll have to talk about that next week.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, we should reach out to Tyson, because Tyson is a guy who's been bouncing around and clawing at the top spot in the world in boxing at the, I think, 121 pound division, and the boy's finally done it. He's finally getting there. He's gonna get that shot. I know he's gonna get that shot in the next year.
Yeah, I don't know how many shows we have left in this season of the BS show, but we definitely have to have him on right away, because that win was legit, man. And sky's the limit for him now.
And you know what? And you know what about that fight is Tyson is a phenomenal, phenomenal gifted athlete. He's got speed unlike probably anything else in the world, which is why he's able to showboat and do all the crazy shit that he always does that makes the the media hate him. But
yeah.
He got put into a dogfight in that fight. He got cut up, he got banged up, and he stood his ground, threw back, and he won a fight the way that a lot of people said he would never be able to win a fight. And he did it, and I think on that alone, he's going to get the big shot at the world title.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think that fight was the crust. Yep, we're good to go.
Okay, I got a couple of quick community shout-outs. We mentioned Abaya earlier with down the valley. They're holding the Abaya Open Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championships on April 26th in Windsor, Nova Scotia, at King's Etchell High School.
That's a big one.
It's going to be huge. I mean, if you've ever walked into a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class to do a class or to see some BJJ instruction, that's one thing. But if you go down to Abaya on April 26th, you're going to be able to see some guys who compete at the highest level of the sport. And that's an entirely different thing, let me tell you. You'll see some stuff that you won't even recognize what it is. Those guys are just absolutely phenomenal athletes. And John Foster and those guys are putting on a fantastic event down there.
Yeah.
Even bigger, but in a slightly different realm, is the NUMA Cup, which is a judo tournament taking place on May 3rd in Spryfield, Halifax, Nova Scotia, at the Lions Rink in Spryfield. I hear rumors, and I mentioned this before, that they're going to have 300 athletes compete in this thing. Those guys are just tireless promoters and such big fans of judo. They're pulling in people. Even I think there might be a 12-person international team coming in for the competition. And making her debut will be 6-year-old Annika Sharp, her first time on the mat, and I'm rooting for a big Ippon.
Oh, so, absolutely. Absolutely. She already got more talent than her old man.
I'll tell you a funny thing. She called me into her room the other night, and she said, "I want to kiss Dad." And usually I give her a kiss after I get her tucked in bed. And I said, "Okay." So I bent down to give her a kiss. I would be damned if she didn't grab me and, judo throw me onto the bed.
Yeah, I don't know that one bit. I've been teaching her the power of the sneak attack, so.
Yeah, well, you would know that. Well, Skippy,
yeah.
we did an accelerated show this week, but I tell you, it was a fantastic one. And like I said, I'm loving this profile in the individual gyms.
It's great, and I'm glad that you're doing it. Once again, I think it's, part of what, you're going to hear occasionally is, "Oh, I thought you were with that gym." And that's great that you just, it's about the athletes. It's about the story. It's about the fighter. It's not about a name on a wall.
Exactly.
No, and, you're exactly right, Skipper, because Coach McLean said to me tonight, he goes, "That's part of the fun." He said, "You're getting ready for a fight. You take your fighter off to the side. You train him, and you get the best you can be, and then you go in for the combat. And it's all good, right? It's all good. That's the fun of it."
Well, you guys nailed it again. I really, not just me, but I know a few of the fans around the country, chiming in tonight with me. We love the interviews. Rick made a really interesting point about the exposure there is not as great as it should be for the amount of talent coming out of there. So I'm glad you guys are the ones who stepped up.
Yeah,
well,
and I'm not
going to
drop
you.
Any names. Sorry, go ahead, Rick.
No, I just said thank you to you guys, because if it wasn't for you guys, this wouldn't be happening, so thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we owe an enormous debt of gratitude to MMA Madhouse, and we're going to be in your corner for as long as we're doing this, because we can't thank you guys enough for everything that you're doing for us. I was just going to say, I'm not going to name drop, but we got some famous Canadian mixed martial artists hitting like on the Facebook page right now. It's pretty cool shit. I'm like,
yeah.
See how excited he gets, Skip? See this? Do you see what he does?
Well, hey,
I
know you guys are getting ready to wrap up, but I will tell you that looking at numbers and stuff, especially this last week, giving shout-outs to Zoe, I know a bunch of fans from down here, tuned in to listen to the replays to hear, descriptions or anything about what's going on up there, because they wanted to know who a lot of fans down here didn't know who Mike was, and like a lot of fans up there didn't know who Alfonso was. So it's really, really cool that, somebody we sponsor and love dearly was able to come up there and fight in Canada you know, obviously we've had quite a few fighters in Canada we sponsor, but just have one from here go up there and to open the eyes, the fans here in the Pacific Northwest to what's going on up there, and then them to be able to tune into your show each week. It's just really, really cool thing.
We're going to have to get some wraps. We got the East Coast, West Coast thing on the go. I just want to tease out a couple of things we got coming up there, Skippy, and then we'll wrap things up. Rather than taking a profile on a particular gym, what we're going to do is we're going to start looking at individual martial arts, because without the martial arts schools that are around that, A, teach the skills that these athletes perform, and B, have the moms and the dads and the teenagers and the little kids in there paying their dues every month, there would be nowhere for these athletes to train and to learn. So next week's going to be Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu night. We're going to have on a couple of Henzo Gracie brown belts who have extensive both training and competing internationally experience. We're also going to bring on the grandfather of East Coast MMA and especially Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and MMA, Shane Rice. And then we're also going to have John Foster, Jiu-Jitsu instructor at Abaya, who's going to be hosting that Abaya Open Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournament next weekend on the show. It's going to be fantastic. I have developed an enormous passion for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu over the past couple of years. And I'm dying to talk to some of these really high-level guys to get inside their heads. It's going to be a very, very interesting conversation.
I'm looking forward to it.
Sweet.
Oh, thank you, Skippy.
Oh, hey, it's a pleasure. I love working with you gentlemen. It was actually fun for me and Rick talking because we kept laughing about you not answering your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
You just imagine you imagine him in a big panic walking back and forth. Oh, why haven't they called? Oh,
well,
yeah.
What's so funny is the voicemail. Didn't it kind of sound like Boyd?
Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. But
exceptionally
the thing about Boyd is nothing makes me happier than watch him getting all frustrated and upset. I mean, it just gives me such great pleasure. Anything I can do to disrupt his life makes me happy. So,
yeah, just like your relationship with women.
Oh, that hurt.
Your new seafood, that little seafood house on the bay kind of place that I was looking at this
Acadian
week.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
Wait, when we come up, you got to take me there. I got to do.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thing on the menu. Oh, my. And the prices. Wow. They were phenomenally good prices.
Yeah, I tell you, they're damn near giving the stuff away. And, I mean, that stuff's caught fresh. So, yeah, it's a great place. There's no doubt about it. And, again, those guys are huge supporters of mixed martial arts as well. They're plastered all over every Extreme Cage Combat event that takes place here these days. So.
Yeah, love it. Love it. So
really, really good to
get
see.
Out and support these people, because if it wasn't for the sponsorship for ECC and the BS show, they wouldn't exist. So when you need to go, when you're hungry and you're going to go out somewhere to eat, screw Scrawny Ronnie's. Go to Acadia Fish and Chips, because they're the ones helping everybody out. That's the way it works, man.
Yep. Support the ones
absolutely.
Who support both MMA.
Roll us out of here, Skippy. We're ready to go. It's going to be a great week next week.
Welcome to the BS Show. Are you ready to shoot the... The BS Show would like to thank their sponsors. Jack Cameron, accredited mortgage professional. Jack can show you the way home. Graco Impact Sports, providing top quality combat sport equipment, tested and used by all levels of athletes. Dominate your world. Reposales.ca, specializing in vehicle and equipment recovery, liquidation, and sales. Hemmings House Pictures, the global movement media makers, helping tell your brand story to the world and accelerate the momentum of your movement. Farm Box Films, capturing stories the way you want to remember them.